You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Rod Ministry. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Is of the essence, but I must decree and declare that God is in the holy place, and where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is victory. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is healing. Where the presence of the Lord is, there is strength. Where the presence of the Lord is, joy is. Come on and let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Holy, holy, holy. Aren't you just happy that you're here today? Aren't you just happy that you're in the house of the Lord today? So I bring to you today a simple message, yet a powerful one. So I want the Mr. Engineer to put on the screen for me, Acts chapter 3. We're going to begin at the verse 1. So the word I have for you today is, what do you have? Now nudge your neighbor and say, what do you have? Everybody need to have something. Hello? And you know, everybody indeed have something. The homeless has the garbage can. So every person has something. But there is something about the Holy Ghost, boy. Not everybody that profess to have him, have him. Because when he is in you, he magnify himself in you. And mark you, my gift might not be your gift. But even if your gift is that of a quiet teacher, the Holy Ghost will magnify himself in you. Hello? Acts 3. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. The ninth hour is 3 p.m. And this was a daily act. They would enter the temple for prayer every day. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they lay daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms? And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Now we have some beggars that are so rude. As somebody told me the other day, they were passing, I think it was 45th Street on the 95, and a beggar was out there. The person said, I didn't have any money to give to the beggar, but the person had a pack of it wasn't Doritos, but some kind of cookie. Gave it to the beggar. And she was just in time. He took it, you know, but then tossed it away. Nudge your neighbor and tell your neighbor, everybody has something. And not everybody that is begging really need to beg. Then Peter said, the first thing that Peter did was charge the lame man, look at us. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him. I love Peter. Peter didn't just speak the word, but he took the time. And he took him by the right hand. Somebody shout holy. And lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, what do you have? Hello? So we have some folks going around decreeing and declaring that they have power, but they can't do a thing. Now, a person can have the Holy Ghost, but healing is not that person's gift. But whatsoever it is that you do, it's not you, but it is the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost is in operation, every person can identify with the Holy Ghost. That's why I take two look on the people that are on the outside when messages are being preached. They can shout in the praise and worship. But they can't shout in the word. So, where you get your power from? And he leaping up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. What do you have? Prior to the healing, the man could not walk. But when he found out that his legs could move, my God, he started leaping. He wasn't testing to see if his muscles. You can talk to another doctors, other nurses when the service is over and ask them, what happened when a person is born crippled? Hello? He had no muscle. Do you understand? Somebody testified and spoke about how practical they are. You see, for him to get up and walk, there is no practicality there. According to medicine and science, he is not supposed to be able to do that. But somebody got power. So Peter said, I don't have silver and I don't have gold, but I got power. Come on, somebody, and praise God. Because some of us, we're worried about the silver and the gold. Honey, you better seek for the power. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. You see, that kind of person now has no pride. How many of us have legs? But we never leap since we've been to the house. Whew. How many of us can sing? You know, people are so prideful, even in the Holy Church. You can sing, but because you think some folks can't sing, you don't sing. Who are you? Do you know whose voice that is? Let's get back. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were were filled with wonder and amazement, huh? At that which had happened unto him. Listen, listen. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, you know, you just love when people, when you do something for people, man, they stick on you like white and rice. So all of a sudden, you know, he wasn't the lame beggar. He was a part of the pack. Come on. Find you a John. Come on, grab a John. Come on, we're going into the temple, man. And people looking, huh? And this lame man hold on to them. Leaping and praising God. Hello? And the people look astonished. And all the people ran together unto them in the porch. That is called Solomon greatly wondering. When you got the Holy Ghost, wonders will happen. When you have the Holy Ghost, astonishment will come. Come on now. What do you got? What you have? What you have? What you working with? And when Peter saw it, when Peter saw the amazement, he answered unto the people, come on now, you men of Israel. Why marvel ye at this? Hello? And why look ye so earnestly at us? What you staring at? You looking at us as though by our power, our holiness, we made this man to walk. The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, let me testify. The God of our fathers has glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate. You're trying to look at us strange? It is the same Christ that you killed and took a wretch in his place. Now it's his power that caused this man to walk. I wish somebody would praise God. Listen to that. This is Peter's testimony. Pilate determined to let him go. But now you are looking at me crazy because this man is walking. He's the same Christ that you shall crucify him. He did this. One more verse, come on. But you denied the Holy One and the just and desire a murderer to be granted unto you. Now, not your neighbor, say, neighbor, be careful what you do with the Christ. I've got news for you. He lives inside of you. But do you know you can crucify him? When we disobey, and when we have our own way, we crucify him all over again. Because, you know, some people testify and their testimony is, as long as I accept Jesus Christ, I can never sin. Because his blood was already shed for everything that I will ever do. Christ don't expect to save you over and over and over again. When you get saved, he hold you by the hand. He walk with you and he talk with you. And he let you know that you are mine. And then we try our endeavor best to please him as we go. And every time we mess up, we have to ask Yahweh to apply the blood again. So you kill the Prince of Life, whom God has raised from the dead. I just love this. You killed him, but God raised him. Thereof we are witnesses. Anybody have any weakness of the power that is within you? Anybody know that you're saved? My God, my God. Get me to the next chapter, chapter 4, verse 10 through 13. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Let me see all the hands of the powerful people in the house. Come on, you know that the Lord has anointed you. Raise those hands. Put them down. I have a question for you. What are you doing with it? Have you tried anything with the power? Have you tested the power? Have you tested the power to see if it will work for you? Hello? Anybody home? Be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom he crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. Because see what happened? In chapter 4, the Sadducees, they heard of what happened to the cripple. And they heard how Peter and John healed this man. They had a conversation among themselves and they say, you know, if we, it's indeed, this is a miracle that has been done. So we can't say it's not a miracle. But then somebody said, you know, but I think we should charge them never to teach in that name. Because when this man was healed, 5,000 got saved. What is happening to the world today? You could preach until you turn red. You'll be grateful if 10 get saved. I'm not talking about 200 coming to the altar. You ever watch this? If I make an altar call right now, the altar is full, and then I say, okay, who want to confess Christ as Lord? Everybody hands at the side. Maybe one person will raise their hand to receive Jesus. Really? So man's heart becomes hard because of iniquity. When iniquity abounds in your heart, you've lost your love, you've lost your mind. He said, so now, you know, you crucified him. And even though you crucify him, God raise him from the dead. And by him, this man stand here before you now. In other words, don't try to shut us up. Because we have power you don't know about. Go on. Next verse. This is the stone which was set at north of you, builders, which has become the head of the corner. So, you know, you set him aside. You said, you look at this stone and you said, this stone is no good. Ladies, you ever see when we get our new bottle of lotion, how we use it heavily, or our face cream? But the minute you find out that it's about to finish, oh boy, we baby it. Oh, just a little tops, you know? Oh, it have to serve me until I can get to the store. I wash up with myself all the time and I'm like, oh my God, you know? If we would just baby it all along, our money would have done so much more for us. So, you know, they didn't think that stone had any use. The stone was Christ. And you tossed him aside. You rejected him. So Peter went on to say, neither is there salvation in any other. For there is one other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Don't your neighbor and say, you can't escape. Buddha can't save you. I'm sorry to tell you, Allah can't save you. Hello? One name given to man by which you can be saved. Now when they saw how bold Peter was and John, and they perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, now you watch how you kick some people aside. So I always say, you know, amidst the terminologies and the degrees, all the accolades that we achieve, and I believe that we, by God, we should have them. I'm not knocking them, but show me the power. Your education can only but take the people that far. Because there is no healing in your education. Lord God, I feel like praising God. There is no deliverance in our degrees. Oh, anybody want to praise God now? I love the people of God. And I love when the people of God get serious about serving God. Because there is nothing more beautiful than a child of God, Brother Raquel, that loves God. I don't care how many red bottoms you got in your closet. And I don't care how many Dior shoes you own. I don't care how many $10,000 dresses you own. Nothing can make you more beautiful than serving God. There is just something about the glory of God. When the glory of God shines upon his people, oh my God, you just can't help yourself but to glow. When God shines his glory on you. And you know, when people think you're somebody, even if you're wearing rags, all of a sudden it looks good. Daniel was only but about 15 years old when Daniel said to the king's servant, give us pulse and water and come back in 10 days. And if we are not more beautiful and plump, can I paraphrase? If we don't put on more weight, and if our skin don't glow more than those that eat of the king's dainties, then we'll surrender. Somebody shout, but God. They ate beans and water. And in 10 days, I preached the other day and I told you, God has some serum. I took somebody to a particular store this week and I was saying to the person, I said, come over here, let me show you something. Just a little bottle of serum. If you don't have $800, you can't touch that. The bottle alone is so beautiful. But not your neighbor and say, neighbor, there is beauty in beans and water. If you have God with you. The word of the Lord tells us that when a woman in the church died by the name of Dorcas, when Peter got there, the widows were mourning. And they began to pick up the stuff that Dorcas made and said to Peter, look at all the beautiful things that she has made. She don't deserve to die, Peter. Peter said, come, get out. Come out, all of you. Go. And the word of the Lord said, Peter knelt down. And Peter prayed. And then when Peter finished praying, the word of the Lord said, the dead woman opened her eyes and looked at Peter. Then there's something about Peter. Then Peter took her by the hand and help her up and brought her outside. Because you see, cry baby don't get much done. If you stress everything, you're going to get sick. You got to trust God with the problem, honey. You've got to know how to get down on your knees. So I come to find out that I've been preaching and I'm teaching about faith in God. And then I find out that some people still don't get it. When you are practical, faith cannot work with you. Faith is crazy. Did you hear me? Did I tell you? I told you about the time when I didn't have any money to pay my mortgage. And how I get dressed. And I went to the bank. And I said, now God, I know you can't tell me there's no money in this house. There's none in mine, so I come to a house that has it. Somebody shout crazy. And I said, I'm just asking you to make a transfer because I know you can. Anybody knows that God can. And it was then he spoke to me. He said, then if you believe that, come out of the line. Because I went and joined the line, you know. I was serious about it. I joined the line. He said, then get out of the line. So I got out of the line. And I went to the customer service. The lady said, can I help you? I said, I'm just here to check my balance. I gave her my driver's license. She boom, 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 boom on the computer. And when she gave me the balance, I had over 3 months' mortgage. Hello, somebody. The word of the Lord asks a question. Do we serve God for naught? Nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, what do you have?
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409. Or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. That number is 1-888-91-6346. Be blessed.